stuff founder now. Because you got to remember Tricky missed a year because he decided to work, even though his boss told him to go.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Bitch and moan and whine about it all he wants, but he knows what the truth is. As Jerry and I sat in wonderful Fayette, Iowa,
you will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Damn you, shark the puss!
San Diego. Which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
Hello, hello, hello. Yep, I'm back again for a second podcast. You got it. A second podcast. Can you fucking believe it? I'm going to do two. I'm getting off my lazy ass and doing the podcasts again. How long it lasts, I don't know. But I've got some plans, and maybe things will work out, maybe they won't. I don't know. I've got something in the works. You know what? You might even get lucky and get a third podcast this week, or within the next, you know, before the symposium. All right. We're going to jump right into it, into the year that was 2005, year 11 of the CCMP Symposium. So, whether you... All right. In the year 2005, George Bush was elected to his second term. The Super Bowl champions were New England over Philadelphia. The number one draft pick that year was Alex Smith. Yeah, Dwayne, you heard me. Alex Smith was the number one draft pick that year. San Francisco. The Chicago Bears took Cedric Benson. Aaron Rodgers was the 24th overall draft pick that year for Green Bay. And Atlanta took Roddy White with the 27th pick. Chicago White Sox defeated Houston in four straight in the World Series. San Antonio beat Detroit in a seven-game series, 4-3. The National Basketball Championships in college were won by North Carolina over Illinois. And in football, Texas won the national championship. A movie came out that year was Revenge of the Sith was released that year. Come for the CCMP Fantasy Football, the NFC person to make the Super Bowl was the CMG Mud Puppies, Jerry Tricky, and in the AFC it was Slackers, Kevin Hale. In the Toilet Bowl, Powerpuffs defeated, or at least played, I'm not sure, oh yeah, nope, Powerpuffs lost in the Toilet Bowl to SoCal Surf Rats, also known as the DTLA Loft Rats, who are now back. The year that was 2005.
No Limit Texas Hold'em is the Cadillac of poker.
It's a trap!
It's son of beats all night! It's tick, tick! Chick, he trapped me!
Don't splash the pot. You're on that draw, Mike. Go away, this one. Not good for you. And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the fuck I please. Mr. Son of a Beach, let's play some cards.
All right, you're going to have to kind of bear with me here because I don't have a lot of memories of this year. I do, but I mean, as I'm thinking about it, they kind of come back. All right. If you go to the website that Tricky sets up, it's basically the good old days, and you go to year 11, and his description basically of this year is fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Dean Warner from Animal House. And of course, then he has another quote that says, yes it is, Dwin. The brochure, then you can go and you can click on the brochure and you can see that come out. It was a color brochure that year. It was actually really kind of cool. There was a CCMP lookalike in that brochure, And it was Tony Babcock was compared to John Daly. Tricky, or JT, was compared to Chris Moneymaker. Rob Bach was compared to Phil Hellmuth. Steve was compared to Greg Raymer. Philly was compared to Johnny Chan. And the back of Dwin's head, which was hot dogs, was compared to the back of RJ's head, which was bratwurst. Let's see. There was also, I hope you don't mind this, but I'm going to do something here. So, there was also a poem in this year's thing. It was, I think I've read this before, but it was called Fucker. And it was, "You are my fucking friend, and I hope you know that's fucking true. No matter what the fuck happens, I will stand the fuck by you. I will fucking be there for you whenever the fuck you need me to lend you a fucking hand or do a fucking good deed. So just fucking call me whenever the fuck you need anything. Fuck yeah, I will always be there, even to the bitter fucking end." Well, that was that poem. I mean, there was a lot of other things in this brochure at this time. There was a thing on the CCMP Research Department, and it had several other things. You can look it up. I'm not going to go through all these right now. There was a nice picture of Boo, who had gotten shot in the face while playing paintball. And there's a list of everybody who'd won through year 10. All-time symposium lines are "Whores on the porch," "Put it in her ass," "Holy shit, a screen door, no way that's going to make it through the symposium in one piece," "I owe you, bitch," "Why is Adam always picking on me?" And "Hola, it's Senor Schmecko." "Beer is God's way of showing us that he loves us and wants us to be happy." There were several other ones here, and it's like really cool. You should see it if you want to look it up. I know I'm going to babble and I'm going to say shit over and over again, and I'll get picked on for it, so who the fuck cares? Like I said, this is the brochure was pretty cool looking this year. All right, this was the third year that we had played Texas Hold'em. In the first 2 years, you will see that Rush had won the first 2 years. Well, this is, if you had listened to the previous podcast where I talked with Aaron, one of the founding fathers, or the founding father, according to him, you will see that this is the year that we came up with, I'll call it Bounty Gate, or Rush's Bounty Gate. Again, I was the one that came up with this idea. I decided that instead of letting him win it again, that we would throw in some money and put a bounty on his head, and the first person to take him out would get the money. So in this game, and this was the first of the Hold'em games this night, and I believe it was Clippy that took him out. And if you, like I said, you listened to the previous Gladclass, anytime he got close to going all in, it was like everybody was watching him and he couldn't understand why everything was stopping when this happened. And Cliffy won that. We played a second Hold'em game this weekend also, and JT managed to win this. It would be the last year of paintball, and I know we played some paintball and we were on a speed course this year. I seem to remember, of course, as normal, it was really hot. Now, I could be mistaken on this, but I believe I remember that while we were playing paintball, or as we got to the paintball course and we had to sign on all this stuff, that Ed had brought, we'd gotten a big Gatorade cooler, and he had mixed up Gatorade, and we'd put a bunch of ice in and mixed up the Gatorade and stuff. And of course, for some reason, we were standing there and he was talking about, I believe, the ice melting weird, because rather than doing what ice should have done when it melted, as opposed to, he was explaining it to me, and of course Tricky looked at me like, "You're trying to explain physics to Carlson, that's ridiculous." But I have no idea why I brought that up, but it was part of the story. like I said, this would be the, there was a point where I know they played speedball, and I know there were several bang incidents while we were playing in this last year of paintball. Going through the pictures, it didn't look like I can remember a whole lot. Now, Cliffy was wearing a pimp hat for a lot of for some of the symposium this year. Looking at the pictures I've seen, we had a folding poker table that we had somebody had brought and had put up that we could play cards on. Also, you know, like I said, this is going to be short and sweet because I can't remember a whole lot of this. So, I mean, this is going to be a really short podcast. Although I would have thought it was going to be longer, and it's not. Just so you know, this would also be the last year that Tony Babcock was with us. This would be his final CCMP symposium for with us. He would pass away in December of this year. I'm trying not to be too touchy-feely on this, but or too sentimental, but it's probably going to happen anyways. Tony had been diagnosed with cancer again, and this would, like, I know I keep repeating myself, but I'm trying not to. I said he was diagnosed with cancer again, and it was basically eating away at his stomach and around. It was very aggressive. Tony did not come down right away. He had his last doctor's visit, I believe, that time. He came down later. But he was there. I do remember some of this because he was not well. He had a colostomy bag. Forgive me if I kind of stop every once in a while here and just kind of let it pause. How else can I say this? Like I said, it would be his final. I'm sorry. I keep repeating myself because I'm keep losing my train of thought. Tony, you could see in the pictures, Tony looked very jaundiced in most of some of the pictures that you could see of this. I do remember Cliffy and Dave taking him out to play some golf and hit some golf balls. One of the funny things was is we got back and basically Heather, his wife, basically didn't feel sorry for him because he went out and played golf in his condition and not a good idea. He didn't need to be doing that. I know it wasn't from this symposium, and I know it was when we were playing golf one time. I know Dwayne and Tony were giving each other shit throughout the time that we were playing golf. And I know there was one point where Tony said something and Dwayne looked at him and said something like, "What?" And he said something about, I would say it again or I would insult you or something, but I can't explain myself monosyllabically enough to render you," or something like that. It said something about monosyllabic, and I know Dwayne looked at him and said, "What did you just say?" And he said, "Exactly." I know this makes absolutely no sense to anybody, and it doesn't really matter. It was just a funny thing that I thought of that I remember him saying. There's a lot of things. I know I can't get into a lot of shit with this. I mean, there's a lot of different things. It's funny because I believe Tony had just won the World Series of Poker like a year or two before. Again, I know this. I know I'm going to keep repeating myself. I think I'm just trying to stretch this out to this point. In the next one, for the next year, I think I'll do what I was planning on doing here. But I think I'm going to have to stop here. Like I said, there's a lot of different things that I remember about Tony. Tony was a great friend. He was always there for anybody, and he will be missed greatly. despite the fact that he is gone, he's not gone. He is still with us, and he is at every symposium from this point on. You know, I want to get any more because I'm probably going to start sounding really bad. So I think this is where I'm going to end the podcast for this time. The winner of that year's symposium was Dave Cleveland, bitch. As a matter of fact, I think he even won a chair out of this year. As we go through, I'm going to try to hit up another one here shortly. Hopefully, I've got a couple things in the works, like I said earlier, and it may work out that I may have a few, at least another one, if not this set, another set coming. Like I said, I'm sorry, it's kind of short and sweet. Don't remember a whole lot, and if I keep talking, I'm going to break down. But I don't want to do that. So, anyways, I guess that's it for year 11 of the symposium, 2005. Like I said, I know I'm repeating myself again, and deal with it. I'm going to try and probably have something else. I've got some things that I'm working on, so hopefully it'll work out. I guess I'm going to say I leave you with, if you're a man, you'll understand. I'm out.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'm waiting back. I thought we'd get to thee forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Bucket of wind. Tony, you will be missed, but you will not be forgotten. I'm out. If you're a man, you'll understand.